What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you don't have a clear curriculum for your classroom, it is so overwhelming to try to put that together yourself. Spending hours on Pinterest and Google, pulling worksheets and pulling pieces of curriculum together to make something that works for your classroom. That's why we created the Autism Helper Curriculum and now offer Curriculum Access. Curriculum Access gets you access to all levels and all subjects of the highly differentiated, evidence-based Autism Helper Curriculum. You can have students working on letter identification and working on parts of speech at the same time in our easy-to-use curriculum. We currently have hundreds of teachers using Curriculum Access from all over the world with consistently rave reviews. I want you to join that group of teachers. Now is the time to ask your administrators for Curriculum Access. We have an email template ready to go so you can ask them to set up a demo. Your administrators can jump on a live call with our team members to see everything that's included in the Autism Helper Curriculum Access. Next year, let's reduce the overwhelm. Let's start the year out with a path and a plan and resources to meet all the diverse needs of your students. Let's make next year the year of Curriculum Access. Head over to the show notes to learn more.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
All right, you guys, I am so ridiculously excited. The Practical Behavior Approach, my brand new course, is officially live. And honestly, I can't wait to tell you all about it. So to get us started, big picture, this course is rooted in the science of applied behavior analysis as well as rooted in trauma-informed practices. It's a really cohesive, collaborative approach to supporting students with negative behaviors. This course is created for any adult, meaning a teacher, a clinician, a parent, a paraprofessional, who is supporting any child that is consistently having challenging behaviors or struggling to meet expectations. That means kids with and without a diagnosis. This is perfect for gen ed teachers, special ed teachers, administrators, paraprofessionals. This course is all about giving you a robust set of tools to support our kids that are struggling. Really, that's it at the end of the day. So if you have students, if your own kids are struggling with challenging behaviors, are not engaged in class, are constantly getting suspended, getting detentions, don't like going to school, don't like learning, we want to get to the root of the issue. What is going on? What missing skills are there? What preventative methods can we put in place? And really importantly, how can we respond and support when difficult behaviors do happen? So let me give you kind of the overview of the framework, and then I want to give you a quick peek into each module. So the framework that we're going to teach in this course is a three-tiered approach. First, we want to prevent. This is maybe my favorite module. We go super in-depth into proactive, preventative, antecedent-based interventions. This is all action tips. This is all ideas. These are all downloads, visuals that you can bring right in your classroom or home setting on how to prevent problem behaviors before they even start. This is where we honestly get the biggest bang for our buck. Then we move into the next tier. How do we respond? This is the module that I have been dying for since my first year teaching. I have been researching behavior for probably 20 years now. And what I have been literally hungry for is, how do I respond? I know those preventative measures are great. I get it. But what happens when I can't prevent and negative behaviors happen? What do I do in that moment? I literally was dying for like a script. Like, hey, I know this challenging behavior has happened. What should I do? That's what this module is completely dedicated to. How do we establish boundaries? How do we avoid or respond when a power struggle happens? How do we de-escalate in a way that is effective, supportive, doesn't damage rapport or that connection, and does so safely? How can we reflect and respond and bounce back after a huge behavior incident? And how can we use logical consequences? So, I mean, maybe that's my favorite module, because that's the module that I've really honestly been wanting, that I think a lot of behavior books and trainings and strategies are missing. Like, yes, the preventative stuff is great, but also how do we respond? The last tier is, how do we build? What missing skills do our kids need that we can support them in learning? This is where we get into big, important topics: emotional regulation, problem solving, flexibility, communication skills, self-advocacy, sustained attention. Oh my gosh, love that module as well. So these three sets of strategies work together to prevent, respond, and build in order to truly support our struggling kids. All right, so the main part of the behavior is on this three-tiered framework: how to prevent, respond, and build. But I have some really important additional modules that are a part of the course also. The first module of the course is on foundations of behavior. Here's where we get into why behaviors happen, our role in behavior, the difference between skills versus motivation, how to identify lagging skills, how to use positive reinforcement effectively and correctly, what behavior strategies likely won't work. That's a video I want you to be sharing with a lot of your team members, and gives an overview of what you learn in this course. That second module ties right into the first one with contributing factors in behavior. I was really, really excited to make this module because it talks about some important factors to consider when selecting strategies to use for behavior change. Here's where we're going to talk about diagnosis, anxiety, trauma, and sensory needs. All of these things play a role in how our kids are able to be successful in the environment. In the video on diagnosis, we go through the diagnostic criteria for autism, ADHD, and ODD. We talk about the implications of these diagnoses within challenging behaviors that we're seeing with our kids. We talk about anxiety and how we can support kids that have either, you know, anxiety or a generalized anxiety disorder. And then we talk about trauma. What does the current research say on supporting students that have a history of trauma? There's a lot to unpack here, and this has to be a consideration with the strategies that we're using with our kids. And last, what are those sensory needs that can also impact challenging behaviors and be a trigger for our kids? This is a really important module. Whether your kids have a diagnosis a lot or not, a lot of these contributing factors are at play with our kids that are struggling in school and in home. So after we go through those two intro modules and then we get into our three-tiered framework of prevent, respond, and build, we wrap up the course with a module on how to establish and run your plan. Now, I'm a checklist girl, you guys. I love a checklist. I love a clear, concise plan. This reduces overwhelm. This gets your teams on board. So we're going to basically walk away from this course with a simple, easy to implement one-page plan for your learner. I love this behavior plan flowchart that I'm going to teach you how to create. It's going to incorporate all of the strategies that we've learned, going to be a great tool for staff training. In this module, we also discuss staff training. You need your teams on board, right? So how can we get teams on board? And what are some simple, doable data collection methods that we can implement in home and school? You know, I couldn't do a course on behavior without data. So big picture, that's what the practical behavior approach course is: giving you the tools to support our students who are struggling. And it's all about building up your toolbox and giving you a set of strategies and then a process for how to pick which strategies to use with each student.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
All right, other important details on this course. If you have taken any of our other four courses before, yes, this is our fifth course, this is set up the same way. This course is on the Autism Helper Network, where you get access to all of the course modules, downloads, toolkit, everything like that. Training is broken into small, manageable pieces. Videos are 5 to 15 minutes. There are small quizzes embedded. There are tons and tons of downloads included. There is a handout for every single training video within this course, which is amazing. It helps you summarize everything that you've learned. Every video has a caption version, audio-only version, and the written transcript. You can take this completely at your own pace. If you want to binge it in 3 days, go for it. If you want to take it slowly, no problem. You can go back and rewatch videos whenever you want. CEUs are available. We have CEUs for educators as well as ASHA and BACB CEUs. And within the course, you also get access to the community. This is the same as our other courses, and this is one of my favorite components to our course and memberships. You get to chat with other people that are in the course. You get to chat with me and my team. I'm going to be in the community every day. I have some really cool Q&As planned and some kind of live question and answer sessions that you can really have that consulting component incorporated into this course. Share your wins, troubleshoot what's not going well, ask any questions. Our customer support is unreal, phenomenal. And our team of BCBAs and SLPs are also amazing. So they're going to be there to help you work through this course content and support you along the way. One of my favorite features of our courses is you can access the course on your favorite web browser or on our app. Did you know the Autism Helper has an app? If you search the Autism Helper wherever you download your apps, you can download our app and get access to your membership and any of your courses. What's super cool is it syncs your progress. So if you watch a few videos, you know, while you're in your classroom or while you're on vacation, if you have a little bit of downtime and you come back to your laptop later and go on a browser, it's going to sync your progress exactly where you were, which is super cool. I love having the app access for during the school year because you can pull up that course community or downloads or share a video with a team member right through your phone. Really easy to use. So I mentioned downloads within the course. There are actually over 70 pages of downloads within the course. We have those handouts for every single module, plus tons of visuals, tons of data sheets, student tools, checklists, templates, all kinds of things. And then, you know, I got to level you up. So in addition to the practical behavior approach course, we also have the associated toolkit. The toolkit is 130 plus pages of brand new tools, visuals, resources, things that work on all the skills that you'll be learning in the course. How I love to teach is I love to give the strategies, but then give you the tools to put it into action as well. I don't want you to feel like walking away from a course like, oh man, now I've got all this work to do to prep all this stuff. All you got to do is print and you are ready to go. So you're like, okay, this sounds amazing. How much does this cost? We are very excited to be able to offer this course at a really reasonable rate for what you are getting. So for over 38 training videos, 80 plus pages of tools and handouts, a toolkit that is over 130 pages long, access to that community and Q&As, CEUs, option to utilize on the app, everything I said, you can get that course bundle for only $249. There is a ton included in here, and I am so excited to be able to share it at this price point. We also are really excited to have a 4-pay option available, so you can start today for only $62 and get everything that I said. The results that I want you to have from this course is, first off, feeling confident. I want you to walk back into the next school year feeling prepared and ready to support your students with strategies that work, strategies that make them feel safe and calm and happy, and strategies that are going to last over time. These are not quick fixes. These are not band-aids. These are strategies that will lead to generalization, that will lead to long-lasting behavior change. And I want you to feel confident knowing that you have all of these strategies in your repertoire. The other results I want to give you, I want to give you a calmer classroom or a calmer home setting. I want your students to be successful, to learn, to communicate, to socialize, to make friends, to make progress on their IEP goals, to be safe. I want all of that for you and your setting. And I truly believe that the strategies in this course are going to get you there. Now, this course is only available for a limited time. You can sign up until April 30th. So go through the website. I'm linking it in the show notes. If you have any questions at all, reach out to me before the 30th. And one kind of thing I want to add to your to-do list, if you are a teacher, a clinician, or a paraprofessional working in a school setting, reach out to your administrators. We offer school licenses. We offer group discounts for schools. We have school administrators that sign up one or two teachers or sign up their entire staff. This course was specifically designed for both gen ed and special ed teachers. Imagine getting your whole school community on the same page. How amazing would that be? On our website is a link to reach out to our school accounts manager that you can connect with your administrator. She can give you all of that information. We also have a template for you to reach out to your administrators and see if there is budget. My advice is always ask. Doesn't hurt to ask, right? So I am, as you can tell, ridiculously excited about this course. This is the course that I have been wanting. This is the course that I know will make such an impact on so many learners. I am so excited to see you in the practical behavior approach.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.